From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the Appalachian folk sound of Wiley Doo, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
We've hidden our arms, we've done lost the farm, and the British we can bear. We'll leave on the morn, known as steamer sojourn, and pray freedom meet us there. And our whole knowing God will help us trod through our lives and do a fair job to claim once again the battle and win for our dead dear countrymen. Our lives we have packed, and there's no turning back, and our pride is trampled and shore of the States, unknown and looming there. And our whole knowing God will help us trod through our lives and do a fair job to claim once again the battle and win for our dead dear countrymen. Jackson did well in the War of 1812, and he scared those redcoats away. We'll meet our Irish folk, a fire kindle and stoke, so Ireland will be free one day. Yes, Ireland will be free one day. And our whole knowing God will help us trod through our lives and do a fair job to claim once again the battle and win for our dead dear countrymen. And our whole knowing God will help us trod through our lives and do a fair job to claim once again the battle and win for our dead dear countrymen. To claim once again the battle and win for our dead dear Irish.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art connects you to your creativity Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, host of Red Barn Radio tonight, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 546th live performance. Tonight, we are pleased to present another evening of great music with Wally Du. They write and perform their own unique songs, as well as a wide variety of musical genres from Appalachian folk, bluegrass, country, and more. Please welcome tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio stage, Wally Du.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Renee Collins, speaking with Wily Du. Here's Renee.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We are here with Karen and Steve Byington of Wily Du, and I'd like to take some time to talk with you all a little bit. I'm from the Ashland area as well, and this is the first time we have met. However, my family has some connections with you, and would you all mind talking the audience through that?
Richie Collins, Renee's brother, works at the Paramount Art Center. He's the engineer there, sound engineer, and we've been friends with him since we started. And his wife, Cindy, was actually the one who hired us to come play the Paramount. So we've just been friends with them. And then, of course, met your mom and dad and Dev and Renee Collins. We know your family.
Well, they're listening tonight. Thank you for being here. Before we get into the name of your band, I want to explore that a little bit more. But who are some of your musical influences, each of you individually? And then maybe talk about how that's kind of combined together as you make a duo.
That is so broad. I mean... Well,
Karen, who do you remember, like, growing up listening to? And
Dean Martin was my boyfriend.
Okay.
And
then, that's a start.
You know, yeah. And then it was Davy Jones. And then, you know, then I started going Sons of the Pioneers. I've been all around the gambit. The Beatles, you know, Rush is my favorite rock band. And so, I mean, I've been all over the place. But Etta James and the blues and all that great mm-hmm. stuff. There's just, you know, I'm just a lover of music. So
I started off listening to stuff like the Beatles and the early Rolling Stones and graduated to Led Zeppelin, and then all of a sudden Deliverance came out and there was that banjo tune in there. I never heard of that before, and I had to learn what they were doing, and it just, yeah, that and Neil Young, and then I got into...
And we learned songs back in the day when you had to put the needle
on
the album.
Yeah, you picked up the needle on the album and placed it over and kept doing it until you figured out what they were doing, and... I learned to play the mandolin doing that with Bill Monroe Records, and because there were no mandolin players where I come from. I mean, there was like the seldom seen, the country gentlemen that were in the D.C. area, but I was too young to go out and hang out in them places, so I couldn't really see what they were doing. And the Mel Bay book showed me how to make the chords, and then Bill Monroe taught me how to do the picking.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith had an Oldsmobile. Baby blue with wire wheels. I took her home the day that she was advertised. He said she leaked when it would rain. It sounded like an airplane, but I knew she was a jewel in disguise. She had a 455 rocket, the biggest block alive. Chevelle is this? Do you boys come here to race or just kiss? Ooh, don't you wanna know what I got underneath my hood? I know, she might sound like she's missing. Honey, she could teach you a lesson. Just a quarter of my house, I'll smoke you good. In my 455 rocket, the kind the police drive. Chevrolets, she's a rocket. She was made to burn. Play that thing there, boy. Took out most of the safety rail. Even the cop asked me, man, what'd you have in that thing? I had a 455 rocket, the very kind you drive. You wanna watch yourself when you take that turn. She
straightaways. She grew up hating Chevrolets. She's a rocket. She was made to burn. Burn, Lord, she's a rocket. She was made to burn.
Karen, you touched on the fact that you're a descendant of Jenny Wiley. And I'm assuming that's the basis for part of your name, your band's name,
the Wiley comes from that. The Dew comes from my grandfather, my mom's dad, who was a constable in Portsmouth, Ohio, back in Prohibition. And I think he wanted that job so that he could actually confiscate the moonshine. And then he took it back out to Memphis and Stockdale and sold it and drank it. And actually, I think him and his brothers drank more than they sold. So that's where the Dew part comes from.
So you were formed in 1998. Tell the audience about how that came about.
Steve was with another band. He had songwriting, you know, aspirations as well as I did. I was in an all-girl Irish band for about 5 years, I think. We'd had some success, you know, but one of my friends who was in that band had kids, and she couldn't travel very often. So we started songwriting because my horse actually was over at his barn. So we would, you know, sit out there in the barn and write songs. That's basically how we got, and we thought, let's get a bass player. So we got a bass player and a banjo player, and we started, you know, doing some music. And we played every Wednesday night at Dick's Pizza in Wheelersburg for a free pizza. So we played 4 hours for free pizza. It was a great start because we got to, you know, practice. It was a good practice. But we made lots of tips over there, didn't we? So that's how we got our start.
Jenny Mule. Try till we've all
so much.
You have been involved in, I guess, selected, right, to participate as Greenup County's representation for the Country Music Highway Route 23.
Drive Tour CD, yeah.
Yes.
And that was because of the Paramount. You know, we were playing there before Loretta Lynn one night, and the lady that was doing the Drive Tour CD from Frankfurt, she was there and she was interviewing Loretta, and she come out and she said, "Where are you all from? You are, you know, sound awesome." And we said, "Greenup," and she said, "I don't have a band from Greenup yet. Please be, let me interview you." So that's how we got on that. And then we got to go to Frankfurt to the Folklife Festival up there, and they had a big reveal day of the CD, and Ricky Skaggs, you know, was there, and he played, and then we played, and it was just, you know, really a lot of fun. So when you start on Highway 23 and it tells what you're approaching, if you play the CDs, you know, and coming up on Greenup, you might run into the band Wiley Do, you know, which is kind of, you're not going to run into us because we're back in the holler. I was sandwiched between Loretta Lynn and Patti Loveless, which is just
wonderful.
Awesome. So that made me feel really good.
It's not bad company.
No. There are so many musicians. We actually did a play at the Paramount called Something in the Water. And there are so many musicians.
That Richie
helped write. Yeah, he helped write it with Mickey Fisher. There are so many musicians along the Highway 23. You've got, I just can't even name them all, Patti Loveless, Loretta Lynn, Ricky Skaggs, Hilo Brown, Billy Ray Cyrus, the Judds.
Ricky Skaggs.
I said that. There's tons. They're just, you know, you could just go on and on. We'd be here all night.
Tom T. Hall.
But Tom T. Hall. And there's just so many just in that little short area of road. So they call it the Highway 23, Music Highway 23.
Red as a blooming rose, eyes are pretty as brown. Darling little shady grove, prettiest girl in town. Wish I had a big white horse, corn to feed him on. Darling little shady grove, feed him when I'm gone. Shady grove, my little love. Shady grove, my darling. Shady grove, my little love. Harlan. Wish I had a fiddle string made of solid gold. Every time I play that string, be with Shady Grove now. Wish I had a banjo. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. Going back to Harlan. Last time I saw little Shady Grove, she was standing Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlan. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. Going back to Harlan.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Akey with Ray Adams.
I'm running from the truth, can't catch my breath. Every lie you told, every lie you told, running through my head. I'm starting to believe you tried to make me believe I was not unimportant, like it was not you, it was me. You tried to break me, you tried to make me, you tried to bring me to my knees, like I was worthless, unwanted, like I was slowly going crazy. You took a while for me to realize, damn near lost my mind, but you can't break me. Ain't gonna win this fight, ain't worth fighting about. There was a time I would, a time I would, but I'm stronger now. You wake up one day full of regrets. You're gonna miss me, babe, gonna miss me, babe. Wish I never left. You tried to break me, you tried to make me believe I was not unimportant, like it was not you, it was me. You tried to break me, you tried to make me, tried to bring me to my knees, like I was worthless, unwanted, like I was so. I'm gonna break you, I'm gonna make you believe you are nothing unimportant, like it was all you, it wasn't me. I'm gonna break you, I'm gonna make you, I'm gonna bring you to your knees, cause you are worthless, unwanted, make you so. Took a while for me to realize, damn near lost my mind, but you can't break me, you can't break me.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wiley Doo, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Wiley Doo after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.